You sit on the bed before me, stripped down to underwear, watching me. The intensity of your gaze on my body as I lower my dress straps sends heat crawling up my neck. Your laser focus on my naked breasts making me instinctively cross my arms. That flash of displeasure across your face freezes me, and I show you everything. My nipples harden with the chill, with fear, with anticipation. The loop of the leash you attach to the collar around my neck rests between your fingers. You raise your hand, and the featherlight tug commands me forward. You shake your head, uttering one single word. Crawl. Yes, sir. I keep my eyes linked with yours as I lower myself to the ground. The carpet grazes my knees as I crawl towards you, encouraged by the lazy tugs of the leash. You wind the leather around and around your knuckles until your fist is clenched beneath my chin. You unclip the leash and collar, replacing leather with flesh and bone. Your fingers squeeze dark promises into the soft skin of my throat, and I daren't move for fear of breaking the spell. Another word. Open. Yes, sir. I part my lips and extend my tongue, relishing the cool flecks that spray my skin as you spit into my mouth. I swallow, and your lips curl in pleasure. But it's not enough for either of us. You're thick and hard beneath the fabric between your legs, and your fingers move to the back of my head, gripping my hair as I free you from your constraints. Your dick barely meets the air before I'm taking you into my mouth. You push me down to the hilt, and I breathe in the scent of you there. My throat tenses around your length, and I hear you moan, deep and feral. Up and down, I let you use my mouth as you wish. Deep and slow, fast and cruel. The way you fuck my throat is a vow to how you're going to fuck my cunt. My eyes' silent prayer go unanswered as you use me. But it is not a toy's place to want, or to beg, or to plead for mercy. Your words command my limbs like marionette strings, and I crawl onto the bed, rolling onto my back and bearing myself completely before you. You stare at my cunt, and I know you're already anticipating how you're going to use me, how you're going to flood me with your cum. The strength and heat of your body holds me in place, my feet hovering beside your shoulders as you cover me. I am whole as you enter me. That hollow space inside filled the way it was always meant to be. Your hands find my breasts and you squeeze, making me gasp. Your fingers encircling my throat as you begin to fuck me. I feel every inch of you as you pound my cunt. My head swimming as you choke me. A sharp, stinging slap brings me to my senses, and I say the words I know you want to hear. Oh, please, sir. Please. Oh, please fuck me. Oh, please, sir. Please. Please, sir. Fuck me. A deep growl rumbles from the back of your throat. Your hips snap against me, and I cry out, sparks of ecstasy jolting through me. Harder and deeper you fill me. Until I'm almost sobbing. And when I finally feel you pumping me full of your seed, I completely lose control. Oh, fuck, fucks. Yes, please, sir, fuck me. Oh my God. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, sir, please, I'm close. Oh, sir, I'm going to come. Oh, I'm going to come. I'm going to come, sir, please, fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, fuck. 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 Fuck, I'm lightheaded. Oh God, that was intense. Mm-hmm.